My luggage is Louis, and every bitch in the projects want to do me.
Top 10 I Got Money songs.
To me, Plenty Money and Money I got Money are up there for me. Which song, Chris?
I Get Money.
I don't like that song.
What do you think is like the father of those songs? The song literally
says, I get money, money I got. How is that not a get money song?
I didn't say it was. I said, I don't like it.
But 50 Cent's I Get Money was tough.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. I just said, I don't like it.
Who's the best money rapper then?
Money rapper? That's a good question.
Yeah. If I had to go luxury raps,
Ross. There's not a better luxury rapper than Ross.
Yeah.
Biggie invented the genre.
2 Chainz is up there too.
2 Chainz up there too.
Yeah, he makes me feel wealthy.
Jay-Z too. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z be talking about shit.
Jay-Z does wealthy rap.
Speaking of luxury.
But he does like what you call responsible wealthy rap.
Fuck you.
Like fuck buying you. Paintings and houses fuck and you. Shit.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
No, let him get his shit off. Let him get his shit off.
What? Why so angry?
You see what he did? Speaking of luxury, he threw his shades on and then he started fucking wiping his watch.
I'm not gonna lie, those look like a pricey pair.
Yeah, they are.
The expensive Johns.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Bird. Well, not shout out to Young Bird.
That shit, them shit's worth more than my fucking 401k.
You know what I'm saying? I be with the heat maker.
Yeah, but I don't know who the best rapper is when it comes to... But I say Ross is up there as far as luxury raps.
But it might have to be Wayne.
Luxury raps?
Well, not but yeah, money rap. Because Cash Money is, as a label, the braggingest label of all time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
More braggadocious than Bad Boy, more braggadocious than No Limit.
Only because Bad Boy had songs about other things.
Special delivery.
Like, Bad Boy had love songs. Bad Boy had One More Chance. We Taking Over.
Yeah.
You understand? More Money, More Problems. These niggas had one kind of song. Look at my wrist. Look at my watch. We getting money.
Cars, money, clothes, hoes.
What about
PT Cruiser, Bubble Eyes?
That's funny. Cause
what about that track?
Meek Mill rapping by his watch. All of a sudden, oh my God, does he talk about anything else? Blah.
No, but does he?
You know? Yeah, he does. Talks about a lot of other shit.
Oh, fuck that nigga. We ain't talking about him.
Whatever. We can talk about
y'all
him.
Y'all niggas
night.
Remember that track he did that? That when I step on this shit, they said he did that.
I forgot where to start. Here we are now having a good chuckle.
You want a pre-show?
NDO. That's what you get,
nigga.
He's a nigger. No, I'm not a nigger.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, welcome back to the Niggas with Opinions podcast. Coming back to you live and direct.
Man, you lie.
Bitch, you want some niggas, I know where to be.
I swear, yeah.
Girl, you want some niggas, I know where to be.
Man, you lie.
Bitch, you want some niggas, I know where to be.
I swear, yeah.
Bitch, you want some niggas, I know. With a penis.
Man,
you
lie.
Nigga, what a pen, 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 you need a penis, you should get him for any nigga.
I swear, yeah.
You should get up from the nigga.
Man,
you
lie.
You need a penis, you should get him from the nigga.
I swear, yeah.
Hey.
You should get her from these niggas, bitch. Me, Ricky, Benny, and Chris. Who else the fuck you know be doing it like this? Recording pods in the daytime. Straight to business, bitch. Ain't no playtime. Chris just ordered a zip. And if he ain't careful, I'm gonna take it and flip. Like Gucci Man in the trap. And like Gucci Man, I'ma slap you bitches on stage. Ain't no playboy. I don't give a fuck what you gotta say, boy. Don't fuck with these niggas like gay boys. Way boy. He always comes through with the ad-libs and saves me at the right time. He sings so lovely. Don't you agree? Yes, he does.
Ricky,
when you lie.
Niggas on the road. Your souls, y'all done sold. But see, we would never fold. No, we would never fold. Cause we niggas on the road. Carolina, swimming in your bitch's vagina.
I swear,
hey, and I don't buy these hoes designing. But these hoes still lay back like recliners.
The fire extinguisher in here, man. Somebody cool this guy off.
I'm not gonna buy them designer, but they will still lay back like a recliner. Yes.
Mars, bitch.
Yes.
Well done, guys. Well done.
Thank you. Takes a while, but sometimes it's like a lawnmower. You gotta pull it a few times.
Now listen. That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. Y'all niggas don't know nothing about that. But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions podcast. Niggas with Opinions, TM, Ask Yo, BM. I am 1/4 of your host, Bennis. He take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in all buffoonery. Plus,
yo,
Ricky the Prince.
Wagwan, me Bradger Dem.
The Vegan Trap Lord. How y'all niggas doing?
Big ass Jamaican cheapie.
Niggas vibing, man.
He's disgusted with me.
So is Crystal. She's so fucking disgusted.
She's had enough.
Doing this shit all fucking day, man.
She's had enough of your shit.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I want to take you to Jamaica, bro. You're going to embarrass
me. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. Stop, man. Please.
It's not going to be embarrassing.
He promised me, dog. He put to get everybody shot.
Come on, bro. He promised me.
Hey, what's the Jamaican version of, yo, who's your mans? Who is this nigga?
Blood clot.
I woo him. you know what I pray
to you. I woo him, my nigga.
I am. That's what I would say. Me, I am. So.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. That's my job, right?
Okay,
fuck it. I'm going to start introspective, right? This week, I was staring at my son, bro, and realizing him that I'm raising my son to be much better than I was. A much better person inside, and I want him to think better, be kinder, be more patient, be more decisive. And all of those things. And so, like, you do things and you tell your children to do better things. This is what you raise them to do.
Right.
So once they grow up to be these better people that you raised, do you worry about them judging you for the shitty person that you are?
I don't give a fuck about any of that.
Yeah?
I don't. I just raised them to be, like you said, better humans, better adults, better than I was. And I think in hindsight, when they grow older and they look back at how shitty I was, they would like realize, hey, he was actually, that makes him an even better father. For him to be as shitty as he was and to raise me to be what I am today, that's commendable. And that's what matters.
Okay, for example, this podcast. Let's say your daughters grow up in this feminist time and they turn to be 25 and say, Dad, how could you be a type of nigga who once said things like this? Do you think them being better people, do you think that they're justified in those critiques? Is it the journey that it took for me to raise you?
I'm dealing with that now. That's exactly what Maya thinks of me now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. She hates the way I talk on this podcast. She fucking hates it.
A lot of people hate the way you talk.
Oh, man, they'll get over. Fuck them.
But see, like, here's... Okay. Because it's not like we come on here and do a capathon.
No.
So what is it? Is it the way you say it?
I guess it's the way that
But they prefer you not say bitch? Is that it?
I guess it's the way I say things, and sometimes I could come off as insensitive or out of touch with a lot of things. And like I say to her, like, it's for me, it's like I'm still growing into this person I'm going to ultimately become, and I'm just speaking on my experiences when it comes to things.
And for the record, we're nowhere near the niggas that we were on episode one.
Nowhere near.
I'd like to think we're better people.
She told me that.
Ben, are we not better people than episode one?
Oh, by leaps and bounds.
Okay.
I feel like niggas have grown.
Niggas have definitely grown. Even my sister, Chrissy, tells me that all the time. She's like, you guys are not as ignorant as you guys once were. You know what I'm saying? I can actually listen to full episodes of you guys now.
Ooh, impressive.
Hey, man, we're making milestones, man.
If in the beginning we were like 5 years old, we're like 12 now.
Right. That's how they do it. We're 12.
So definitely
we've aged 7 years and we've aged 7 years in 2 years. So we're making progress. But yeah, there's certain things we talk about on here that I'm sure as a woman it makes her uncomfortable and other women uncomfortable. But like I said, like to say to her, that's my perspective on things. So to answer your question, if my kids, you know, and later on in their lives they go back and say, "Hey dad, how could you say these things?" I will say to them, that was my perspective at that time on that particular topic, subject. That's what I seen. That's what I dealt with. That's what I knew. As I learn new information and I'm educated more on certain things, I change my stance. Like you said, we don't sound nothing like we did 2 years ago.
To anybody who really loves me, I tell them, you shouldn't listen to this. Okay? Don't turn the podcast on. Okay, this is for the Navy. It's not for you.
When Chris mom was on the phone with us earlier today and she told us how much she listens to this podcast, I was like, damn. How the fuck? How the fuck, bro? And she fuck with this shit, bro.
You make it through all the pussy talk?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, mom a real nigga, though.
She a real nigga.
Okay, well, then this is her space.
But yeah. Still, like, just to know a nigga, because my mom would never. Like, during our pre-show banter, she'd turn the shit off.
My mother would die. You hear
yes,
me?
My mom would die.
My mother would die. She would cry.
I did not raise you. I this time. I did not raise you for this.
Christopher, you're raising your children to be better people than you, bro. Are you prepared for a day where they judge you for being that not so perfect person?
Yeah. I feel like they're doing it right now.
Already?
Yeah. Cause I'm a very man, you better get up and you know what I'm saying? Get to school and get your shit together type of motherfucker, but I have a hard time getting up in the morning.
And they pull your card.
They like to. They can pull all the cards you want.
Do you want juice?
Draw six, draw seven. I don't give a damn.
I'm sure they're not gonna punch niggas in the chest in this house.
I make the rules in this motherfucker. If I say everybody else but me get up at 7 o'clock, that's the fuck the rule is. It's ridiculous, but guess what that rule is?
It's ridiculous. It's cockamamie. But you niggas gonna do it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
And when you leave, you're gonna be like, man, my dad was crazy. You know that nigga ain't get up till 12 but had me up at 7 every day? Yeah, nigga.
Nigga, I just get to think about, bro, like in 10 years, my son's gonna be 23, different kind of dude, growing up in this time. So, of course, like when he hears some of the things that I've said, some of the things that I've done, and then seeing how different it is from the things that I've told him to do, and seeing how different it is from the things that I've told him to say, I wonder if he's going to find that to be hypocritical.
Of course. Because there's things that our parents, you know, raised us to believe and do that they were against, and you thought they were hypocritical for it. Remember your teenage years? We went head to head with our parents a lot about shit that we knew, like, that's bullshit. You don't believe that. Why are you making me do it?
What you're doing isn't matching what
you're saying. It doesn't match. So that's going to happen, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like I said, you just have a conversation with your kids, man. Let them know that what you heard 10 years ago may not be how I am today.
Like, right now, if Eli come to you and is like, Dad, I want to start smoking weed.
Yeah, well, yeah. I asked you guys this question before.
What
are y'all going to say?
I advocate for marijuana.
Exactly.
But if my kids come to me and they're like, yeah, Dad, to me, it's about an age thing. Because me, I didn't start smoking until I was like 21, 22. So I didn't start out, like when I got into situations or had problems, having a level of dependency on weed. I had other outlets that I had to use to express myself. So in my older years, it's not just, oh man, I'm going through something. Let me smoke a joint. I have multiple things that I can do to like to relieve that tension. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's an exercise, whether it's playing a game, or you know what I'm saying? Just occupying your time to chill out a little bit. I feel like when you start smoking early, you tend to lean on smoking to do everything, like to calm you down from everything. Those usually be the people where it's like, oh man, I gotta smoke a joint, bro. You're gonna piss me off.
I mean, I definitely stand where you stand on it in regards to like, it's an age thing. I wouldn't want my kids smoking at 15. Smoking at 18 or 19, I can turn the other way. I don't give a fuck about that.
I mean, 18.
You can smoke with
him. He's going to do a bunch of shit that you're going to have to turn the other way.
You understand? So that's whatever the fuck it is. Because I think developmentally it's damaging when you're smoking at 16.
I think you develop a dependency. That's
like for me, I drink when I'm at home. Like, I have a drink when I'm watching the game or if I'm chilling, whatever. Me and my wife drink wine or something. When the girls are of age, I'll have a drink with them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but how do you react? Because, like, you know how we came up, nigga. How do you react if they start, like, what do you call it, underage drinking?
I'm going to have a conversation with them.
And really, because also, my kid's first drink shouldn't be outside of my house.
Exactly. Know? I want it to be in my house.
You understand? God forbid you're sending some fucking lightweight into the world.
Right.
Right?
A fucking Zima.
So if you want to give the motherfucker a wine cooler when he's 15, 17, around the older niggas, because that's what the older niggas did for you. When they were playing dominoes, yeah. Niggas slipped you one of those things when you were 14, 15.
What right. do you call them? You remember them shits? The little wine cooler? It wasn't
Smirnoff?
A Mystic.
Smirnoff?
Nah. It was before Smirnoff, bro.
It was those those fat like shits.
Yeah.
A little fat bottle.
Yeah. It looked like a Mystic.
Bro. A wine cooler or some shit.
That's was called cooler. Something, though, dog.
Mike White's Hard Lemonade?
It had a name. No, it was before all of those shits.
I don't know what you're talking about, though.
It came in like pink and like deep blue.
Yes. Dog. Oh, my God. Yes. If you ain't have one of those, you're not a real nigga.
And that shit was like fucking -5% alcohol.
Yes.
But
it will fuck you up.
But everybody else was drinking one.
It was all sugar.
And they gave you one, and you felt like a grown-ass nigga for a little bit.
For a little bit, yeah. Like,
felt like one of them guys.
And it's like, I just forget, like, when I had some of my first cups of alcohol, like, it wasn't murdering me. It wasn't foreign.
When's the first time you were actually, oh, shit, I'm drunk?
The first time I was, fucking with, I think my 18th birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, fucking with.
That's late in the game.
Yeah, because I've had drinks, but never drunk.
Yo, when I was about 17, I found some absolute vodka in my aunt's cabinet.
You had to really want it.
Disgusting.
Listen, you had to want to be fucked up. You disgusting. Wanted it.
Listen, I poured a big ass cup, juice and vodka. I ain't know what I was doing, bro. I'm sipping. It was halfway through the cup that I said, oh shit. I'm fucking drunk. I'm alone by myself in the house, TV on. I'm chilling though. You know what I'm saying? But it was at that point where I realized, like, all right, this is how much alcohol I could manage before things got weird and uncontrollable. I don't recommend anybody doing that because afterwards, I didn't go by that shit at all. I always overdrank. So don't listen to me. Drinking early is a bad idea.
The first thing that got me fucked up was gin. And I still don't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Because it's still a terrible experience.
I used to drink gin heavy when I actually like turned 21 and could buy my own liquor. Gin was my drink of choice.
I never liked gin. The first time I got drunk, I was 27.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Nah, that's right. Because when I first met you, y'all niggas didn't drink, bro.
You didn't drink at all.
That's crazy.
I was 27, 7 years ago.
These niggas drink. Like, yeah. I made a lot of these niggas drink for the first time.
Tell you what, you just didn't do it?
I didn't do it. I didn't like it at all. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. I was out. I was like always the naturally, he off was my natural
his,
energy.
Yeah, he was on his workout shit.
Yeah.
Niggas I didn't drink or smoke at all. Every other day, all that shit. And then I came to the gym with them niggas. I'm like, yo, this is fun, but y'all niggas ain't never been drunk.
Y'all high?
You ruin these niggas' lives.
Yeah,
hey, guys, sit down. Let's have a drink, guys. All this jumping up and down.
All these jumping jacks.
Cut that shit out.
All these muscles and six packs. I got a six pack in my back trunk.
I got a six pack for you.
I got a six pack for you.
The fuck?
I sound so Haitian just now. You hear what I said? Back trunk.
It's just the trunk.
It's just a trunk. The trunk is in the back.
It's clearly in the back.
It's in the back. You don't have to say back trunk.
You got a front trunk.
That's his Haitian. Just close the lights.
Close the lights.
I had to train myself for a long time to stop saying that shit.
Close
the
light.
Open the lights.
Open the light.
Close and opening lights is funny as well.
Open the light. What do you mean?
That's because originally you never had lights, so it's just
you don't know.
And open the
you don't know. You didn't grow up with lights, so you don't know.
Open the lights.
Open the lights.
Because you got to close and open blinds.
Right.
To get light, you got to open it.
Blinds sit in my windows.
It's a lamp.
So, yeah. Close that window. Nigga. The window's closed. It's just the blinds open, bro.
Eli's mother used to talk shit to me about brooming the floor because apparently it's sweeping.
Sweeping.
That's the word, nigga.
I say brooming.
That's bullshit. Nigga, it's broom. If you have a broom, you broom.
Brooming in a sentence.
What do you do with a mop?
Muppet. You're Muppet.
I didn't.
So why can't I brooming? Why can't I be brooming? Why can't I be brooming?
Come on, brother.
Fuck no. You niggas, I asked you a question. Answer the fucking question.
Okay, what was your question?
Now what's the question? Now niggas don't remember the question.
All I'm saying is,
you see
the
this
same
shit?
Thing you do with the
you
mop.
Was brooming, you was brooming in a sentence?
You can do with the broom.
I was upstairs cleaning and I was brooming.
What the fuck is that?
Brooming. What the fuck is mopping?
Cleaning, nigga.
Brooming is cleaning.
No, it's not.
How? If you have a mop, you're mopping. If I have a broom, I'm brooming.
Sweeping.
How does 1 + 1 not equal 2 there?
If you already had the mop, then you mopped.
You mopped.
If you already did the broom, you
I broomed.
No, you swept.
Jesus swept.
Yeah. Shortest verse of the Bible.
The he wept.
I thought he was up there sweeping. No.
Fucking brooming, bro.
There's nothing wrong with brooming.
That's fucking retarded.
I was a late broomer.
Yeah, niggas are crazy.
Our kids are going to judge us for being shitty people.
Oh, period. No,
and,
come on.
And it's just going to happen.
All right, mine probably already started.
You got to just accept that. If you really a good parent, you accept it. You don't care.
Yeah. Right. Because you just have to have the confidence to know I did the right thing. Okay.
But have you ever thought of the thing with parents? Like, parents are just humans, bro. They don't know shit. They just happen to have us, bro. Like, we're regular niggas who had kids. Like, what do we know?
They're fucking winging it.
Exactly. When I think about some of the shit my parents did, back in the day, I thought my parents knew everything. I became an adult and realized they know shit. Like, you're not gonna, there's no perfect parent. We don't know shit about shit. We just happen to have you as children.
Because the memories of my mother, for me, they start in like her mid-30s, right?
Right. Mine too.
And I'm nearing my mid-30s, I'm like, all right, the women that I know aren't any, you know, they aren't, they're just women. That's all they are.
It's a woman. Mm-hmm. No, it's just...
they're not super wise, not super rich, not super anything. They're just women.
They're just women.
And my mother was doing this shit with 2 kids.
Yeah. My mom and my dad was figuring the shit out as they go, bro. Like, but you take everything they tell you as law.
Yes.
And then when you realize shit there's different perspectives, there's different things that can happen, you're like, okay, my parents only know one way.
Because here's the flip, right? You know you and your old lady have fights. How many of those fights do you think your children are aware of?
All of them.
Now, that's my fear. As a parent, that's my biggest fear.
I think kids know whenever you and your wife or your spouse are at odds.
Oh, they could feel that shit.
Exactly.
They could feel it.
It's just a matter of you being able to control what
they see.
Like, not even just what they see, but like them knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You don't want them to have like superb in-depth detail of what y'all arguing about, but you can't keep them from knowing y'all arguing.
Do you think your kids can peep the level? Because, you know, there are some fights that are small, some fights that are monumental. Like, do you think they can? Because what I'm trying to think about is, as a kid, like, you miss out on how many times your parents almost divorced, almost really got into it, almost threw hands because they're actively trying to hide this from you.
Correct. Sometimes.
They're actively keeping this away from you. Because, I mean, that's what, as a parent, you want to protect.
Right. But yeah, like I try to not let them see me get very angry if, you know, me and Mike get into a situation or something like where we're talking about something. But for me, to them, I'm always going to look like I'm angry because I'm so animated, especially when I'm trying to explain myself with something. And I don't ever want them to see that. Like, I don't ever want them to see me talking to her in a way it contradicts what I say to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my fear. Because again, like you guys know, when I get animated and I could be talking to my old people talking to me like, you need to relax because they're going to think you're mad. And I'm not mad. And she's right. She'll tell me that all the time. Me and her could be having like a random conversation about daycare. And I start, you know, with my hands, I start talking about the teacher or some shit. She'll be like, you need to relax. They're looking at you and they think that you're about to kill me.
That's crazy aware though, right?
Yeah.
Because I can see you talking shit about the hike and like lunch prices at the school.
Correct.
Spazzing out.
There you go.
On something completely removed from the house.
Correct.
But the way it looks like you're going to beat her.
Daddy's angry. He's going to make mommy black and blue. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's so far from the case. Because first of all, I can't whoop her. And secondly, that's not me. But I can get why, you know what I'm saying, that comes off that way. And
secondly, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Most importantly, I would never do that. You know what I'm saying?
So
my name ain't Ben.
Now
you're gonna be so tight.
So now it just causes you to be hyper aware of what you look like.
I have to be very aware of what I'm looking like. And so, but that's also caused problems too. So for instance, if I take that route, right, where I choose, okay, I'm aware of what can happen. Let me calm down and get the fuck away from the situation so I don't react a certain way. You can get in trouble for not communicating and getting that shit taken care of right then and there.
Oh, yeah.
It can lead to a bigger issue. So sometimes you gotta feel the room, read the room, I guess what it is, and yeah. Figure out what to do in that case, but you can get yourself into some trouble.
Let me know if this question goes too far across as a boundary. Are you guys with the kind of people that will let you schedule a fight? Like, yo, the kids are still up. Let's chill. Let's have this same fight in 4 hours after bedtime.
I'm not that person.
I use that line, but I never get back to the fight. I use it as a way to never get back to it. Yeah.
So then Maya will let you hit with the reschedule.
Not anymore. But I was, because I've done it so many times. And we never rehashed, and it led to bigger problems. She's like, nah, nigga. No.
I'm not that person. If we having a problem, come on, let's go.
Kids watching, you don't give a fuck, they need to see this.
No, they don't need to see it. But if we having a problem right now, hey, y'all go in y'all room, y'all got iPads. When I'm trying to talk to y'all, y'all be distracted anyway. Go get distracted.
But see, because
I want to be like that.
You remember being a kid, if they send you to your room, if you really want to hear what the fuck going on,
you're
going to
peep. But
you're going to peep.
Even then, like, okay.
True indeed.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still gonna tell your ass no. You can't be in here if you want to feel like I'm gonna be sneaky. If you're gonna be a sneaky ass little nigga, then yeah.
Is it not healthy for your kids to see disagreements?
Absolutely. I think it's more. Oh, yeah, I think it's more so the afterwards, like how things are dealt with after the disagreement. That's important because yes, we disagreed, but you got to also show them that we moved on. We moved forward. You know what I'm saying? Less like whatever was spoken about and communicated was received, and we're moving forward.
Because when I think about like me and the boy's mother, I think about that a lot because like he never sees us fight. Mm-hmm. Like if we fight, it's through text message. And then by the time he sees us, shit be lit. Yeah. So I don't think he's ever like got to see us at odds.
And I think that's probably been to his benefit.
But we won't know until the end. We won't know until he's an adult whether or not never seeing me and his mother healthily have some conflict resolution. Mm. Because having a problem and fixing it, I think, is healthy to watch. But always being cool might create this idea that, shit, I saw my mom and my dad do this perfect. Why the fuck ain't me? You do it perfect, bitch. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of. Bitch, be like my mom, bitch. It was always perfect. My mom never nagged my dad, bitch. Like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be like for them.
You understand? Because
I'm not dealing with this shit. My dad had to deal with this shit.
My dad's shit was cool. My dad never fought with my mom. I don't. Real shit. Because you know how some of these niggas grew up and they want their mom, bro.
Yeah.
They want the same relationship that their parents had.
Yeah.
And it's like, if they don't know what it really took to achieve some of that shit, then you're sending your kid out into the world with a very unrealistic expectation of what relationships or co-parenting is supposed to look like.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a lot to do with, like, just in terms of the era we in now, too. Because, like, the technology era making parenting a lot different now than it was for our parents. So regardless, like if back then, if your parents hid something from you, you probably wouldn't never see a situation or anything similar. You know what I'm saying? Like you wouldn't, unless you were maybe at somebody else's house and their parents started fighting, but you wouldn't never see stuff like that regularly. Nowadays, it's like I could look on my phone and fucking a ad from whichever housewives will pop up and boom, you got motherfuckers arguing and showing you how to deal with issues.
I'm in this group on Facebook, bro, and this girl was talking about how her son's father was supposed to handle the travel arrangements for him to go get his kids, and he told the kids that he didn't have any money, and the whole time this nigga's on the Instagram like stunting wads of cash, and it's like his kids are old enough to see a social media. They can see the flex and see the lies. And that's like, It's different, bro.
Yeah, it's a different time, dog.
Like, you can tell your kids you don't have any money, but...
But they can find
out.
Now
you really got to not have it.
You got to really be broke.
Niggas really flash that wad.
That's dumb.
Yeah, man.
Like, I can't even... Imagine how your son or your daughter going to look at you at the end of the day when you tell them you can't take them to Disneyland, but you on Instagram doing money phones.
Money
like,
phones
don't you ever fix your face to come in this house and tell me to go to bed, you little bitch.
You ain't even pay all your child support. You could tell me to take a nap, but you can't tell me to go to sleep.
As a matter of fact, I'm hungry. Go put the Lunchables in the microwave.
All right, let me, Ben, if you could try any drugs with zero repercussions, what drug would it be? What's your choice?
Crackety, crack, crack, crack.
Shrooms.
Crackety, crack, 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 crack.
Why you do this to me? I turned my back on you and I said, Ben, and you're singing a crack song behind my back because you want to ruin my day. You see, I did this on purpose. I turned my back and I said, Ben, and the whole time he's crackety, crack, 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 crackety, crack. Why? Why, Chris? Tell me why. Tell me why. How am I supposed to speak to Ben?
Because he wants to fuck it. That's why.
He wants to fuck it up.
That's what he wants to do. He's
how am I supposed to speak to Ben through your crack song?
Every week he fucks it.
He wants to fuck it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. I'll never forget when you said he's whispering underneath it all just so he can create confusion.
Crackety crack, crack,
crack, crack. Crackety crack, crack, crack. Crackety crack. But nah, I don't want to try shrooms.
Oh, fuck. What about that appeals to you?
It's because every account of the experience that someone has when they're on shrooms, like it seems like some trippy, like hippy dippy shit. And I want to see what they're seeing.
Hippy dippy shit.
So,
and it was one time I had an old roommate. And he told me that he saw the Matrix code on the wall.
I did.
Like he just saw the numbers just flashing on the wall. And I'm like, damn, what type of creative space could I enter if I was on shrooms? I don't want to see.
So why do you think, what do you think the negative consequence would be to trying shrooms, bro? I think we could do it as a podcast.
At this point, man, I'm seeing everybody getting rich out here in the music industry. There's something that they're doing that I'm not doing. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's real deal drugs. Maybe.
Hey, man, y'all maybe down to try shrooms as a podcast?
Yeah, sure.
And record it.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm doing it.
We're going to do a shrooms episode.
If anybody here sells shrooms,
hit us up.
We're looking to buy.
That'd be crazy.
We're in the market.
Imagine we do an episode, all of us on shrooms.
Trying to navigate shit. Niggas with the pants. Niggas with the pants.
Niggas with the pants.
Crack, crack, crackity, crack, 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 crack.
All right, Chris, what about crack appeals to you?
It appeals to me, dog, but you promised me no consequences.
Yes. So no addictions, no negative drug tests, but you want to? Why is crack the drug that
people
you
are risking their lives? Plus,
I agree, risking everything.
They're putting it all on the table for this shit. I want to see what it's about for us.
You have to see what it's like.
You said no consequences.
No consequences.
That's the only thing.
I really would like to try ecstasy.
It's the consequences that keep me away from crack.
That's what keeps me away. Like, I don't want to be out here thirsty and weird as fuck, but I would really love to be in a techno club popping beans and touching myself.
You ever seen somebody on crack in a movie? Everything goes so much faster. It's crazy.
When Peter Griffin was doing crack, everything had rainbows on.
That nigga's eyes was big as hell.
But hey, man, I'm telling you, DMT, you'll see colors, okay? Mm. All the colors, Duke, the colors.
And look at Plus.
I want to see what that's like.
Look at Plus. No natural side effects.
Yeah, no. I'm alive. Still I rise. I'm here.
I want to see what that's
like.
He
ain't balked like a chicken since.
Okay. You said balk. I said bark like a chicken. What's going to be a balk? He said balk. Balk. I heard it. Richard, what's your drug of choice? No consequences. Take all you want.
First, I
want
to do...
He has a list.
He has a list.
Cocaine first. Although everybody thinks I am already doing cocaine, I assure you I don't do cocaine. This is naturally how I am.
It's not a poor man's drug.
Yeah. So, exactly. And I'm a poor man. I definitely want to snort some cocaine. Then I would want to do the toad. Like, I want to die and come back to life. See what that is. Talk
that's
to God.
DMT, nigga.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Hey, I spoke to him.
Yes, I want to do it. Like,
wait, for real?
Yeah, he did.
I told you this on the podcast.
He said on the podcast.
I spoke to him.
Like, how, like, did you feel like you were dead or something? Like, how does it, like, what's...
I wasn't in, like, I can't tell you what my body was doing because I wasn't in it.
Oh, shit.
That's what I want to experience.
Like, I was completely, like, you know, you ever saw those movies where the dudes jump into their own brain and their brain's doing something? I wasn't in my body. I was elsewhere. I was not aware of what my body was doing. And this nigga had me, like, under, like, a sprinkler. So it was, like, kind of like doing mist. And it really helped the experience. Because the shit felt like I was in, like, the Garden of Eden.
Wow.
I was not here.
Were you terrified?
Initially, I was terrified. But then I began to see, like, orange and feel warmth. And then he came to me in my own voice to make me feel, like, comfortable.
What was he saying? Was he persecuting you? Was he, like, saying you?
I'll tell you what he said to me off the fucking mic.
Okay.
Shit was crazy.
All right, cool.
It was fucking insane.
All right, cool.
But
how do you, what's the drug? Is it a pill or is it a
drink? There were, like, he had a wax and then he had it in powder form. So he mixed it and then I took, it comes in two hits the way he had it. I took the first hit and the first hit terrified me. So I didn't take the second one. But he said I could have stayed in there longer and deeper if I had taken the second hit. But like I was under for 20 minutes.
That's crazy. That was this in Miami or is this?
In Miami.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try this.
I plug you with the homie. He does this for a $45 donation.
I got to try this.
The homie that, does this for a $45 donation.
That. Let's try so that.
If you want to take this trip and go talk to the Lord, if you want to go speak to him personally.
Yes.
That's stressful.
So like, you were watching yourself. You were out of your own body.
I left my body. I wasn't aware of what was going on in there.
So you traveled somewhere else.
I was elsewhere. It was in the Garden of Eden is what I'm telling you.
What do you call that? Astral.
I don't want to try that shit.
Astral projection.
You scared?
Nah, I'm intrigued.
I want to try so bad.
That shit was some of the craziest shit.
I would try that shit without, like, fuck the whole, hey, no consequences. I want
to
do it.
And okay, I'll go as far as to tell you this, right? Like, God, in that, when I was there, told me to do a few things. One of them I just didn't do. And I can easily see how it changed my year this year. I can easily see how things are completely different because I didn't do one of the things that this guy told me I should do.
You did the other things?
I did the other things. And those worked out well for me.
I don't know what niggas is waiting on. I need this guy's I need this guy's information, bro. I need this shit.
I just don't know what this guy knows.
I'm hitting this nigga up, bro. Fuck.
Woo! I'm getting the chills talking about this shit.
No. Like, I don't even know how to go to the next thing. After that,
let's end the show. Guys, you'll see us next Tuesday. We're ending this shit.
Fuck them. It's going to be profound. Fuck.
That shit sounds intense.
And the homie's going to be happy. I'm going to plug y'all boys in.
Yeah, plug me in. Plug me in for sure. Off air, tell us what the fuck was going on.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait. I want to end it. I want to talk about it so bad, dog. Right. I don't give a fuck about this episode.
It's so fucking crazy.
Intermission.
And we're back.
Wait, finish your drug list.
Oh, so yeah, those two, definitely want to do crack.
It was cocaine.
The DMT.
DMT.
I want to do crack.
Because crack. Chris was right. People risk the most.
That was my reasoning for the crack.
Everything.
Like their families, their livelihoods, just to have this fucking drug. So
bitches have sold their babies, bro.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Something about this crack.
Crack has made grown men who had no intentions on it suck dick.
Have you ever heard a song about crack?
No. I heard songs about ecstasy, which makes me want to try ecstasy.
There's songs about selling crack that are incredible. There's songs written by people while taking crack
yeah,
that are incredible.
But nobody makes a song about enjoying crack.
Because they're too busy enjoying it.
That's crazy.
And then the last drug would have been heroin. Because that shit gets injected straight into your bloodstream. So it's a different kind of high.
I want to do the Ray Charles rock. I want to see what's going on. I want to hug
and
myself.
And it's instant, too.
And it's instant.
You want to do one of these?
Hey, remember? Hey, Jamie Foxx would take that shit
and
just start rocking. Oh.
Shit was crazy, bro.
Tell your ma.
Tell your ma. I got some hair on that Arkansas. So I got the blue. I got the blue.
I got some heroin down in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Look who's back.
Oh my God.
Y'all fake as fuck. Thank God. Shouts out to homie Shay Slay.
Shay Slay is funny.
They tried to keep the homie down, but real niggas never stay down.
Never stay
ever, down. Ever,
ever. Ever, ever. Ever, ever.
Oh, shit. What else do I have here? Ooh. What is the most rewatchable movie in history? And I guess it first makes me think about what movie have I seen the most times? That movie would probably...
What is a movie?
I have a few.
Probably Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Friday could make the list. Mm-hmm. It can make the list. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on and say any house party movie.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Not for me.
No. After two.
No. I've watched those movies a lot.
There's more than two?
Yeah.
That's like seven.
Yeah. I only count two. Bad. I'm only counting two.
The first two is the only two that I...
I'm counting the ones with Kid and Play in it. That's it.
Okay. For me, a movie that I watch often, I can watch over and over, is Home Alone.
Rewatchable as fuck.
This Is It by Michael Jackson. I've watched maybe a million times.
I bet.
I should have known.
Moonwalker's another one.
Masturbating to it.
And it would probably have to be a... What
else was it? I watched Boys in the Hood a shit ton of times. Django is rewatchable as fuck.
I love mob movies, so I like watch Casino and all those movies over and over and over and over again. I love those movies.
I'm trying to think of a movie that if it's on TV and I'm watching TV, I'm going to watch it. I can't really think of one.
Paid in Full is one of those movies.
Paid in Full is a good
Paid
one.
In Full.
If I'm moving around.
And Belly for me too.
If I'm moving around and I see Belly. Cameron, I'm going to sit the fuck down.
Yeah. Belly is movie. Definitely
Belly.
A one.
Belly, yeah, Paid in Full.
Guys, I have a confession to make. So I've never seen Belly, but it's on HBO Max.
You gotta get it, bro.
So I tried to watch it. That shit is bad. Oh, that
it's
movie.
Bad
is,
now.
Oh my God. And I wish I watched it back then.
Yeah, you gotta watch it back then.
Because
compared to the stuff that come out now, the storytelling is
back
different.
Then when we were in middle school when that shit came out, that shit was oh my God.
DMX as some guy named Buns who made this guy strip. Like I stopped it right there. I had enough of Buns and this weird shit. Yeah. I had enough Buns.
Yeah, it's not,
No, thank you, Buns.
If you think you didn't even meet Ox.
Shots is pretty bad,
too. Until you see State Property.
I love State Property.
Shots is a rewatchable movie
for me. Stop fucking Party.
It's rewatchable as fuck, but it's a bad movie.
Oh, yeah.
Shots is.
The acting is terrible. Subpar.
Yeah, yeah. It's subpar, but it's rewatchable.
That's a classic. Blood clot.
Top.
That's where me learn me reggae.
You see, was having a good time, and then you came.
That's why I'm learning me right
again. That's why I don't do this shit, bro. That's why I don't do that shit. Because the minute I start doing that shit, here you come with the bullshit.
Just relax yourself. Everything Irie.
What?
Just relax. What?
Hey, let me ask you. Do Jamaicans say that?
What?
Like everything is Irie? Because I hear that a lot from people.
Wait,
is that a thing?
If a nigga tell you everything is Irie, it is definitely not. Get the fuck out of here. In 2020, if a Jamaican nigga look at you and say, yeah, man, everything Irie.
He's setting you
up. Run.
My told me she's never used that word a day in her life.
That means he got the drop on you, nigga.
Yeah, man, everything Irie.
Shit's about to be a wrap. Get out of there.
Run and run fast. You run and then you run fast. Real fast.
That ain't it.
Oh, man.
It's just, you know, it's like one of them things you hear all the TV Jamaicans say. Mm-hmm. Every TV Jamaican says Irie.
And every real Jamaican knows that. So when you come in with your shit, they're like, oh, you one of those, huh?
Okay. All right. I'll give you all the Irie you need to rob your eyes.
Or if they give you a, nah, no watch nothing.
So you call me a Jamaican, a TV Jamaican?
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't even give you TV Jamaican.
You're like,
you're bad, but TV Jamaican is not, they're not even.
Ross class, suck your mother.
You're like the, you're like, you're worse. You're like the Great Value Bushmaster.
Bushmaster.
Nah.
Worse.
Bushmaster is Great Value.
That's what I'm saying. He's worse than that.
Nah.
He's the Great Value version of him.
I think Ricky would have made a better Bushmaster than Bushmaster.
Thank you. Respect. Respect you. Respect.
That's
big up yourself.
That's no sign of respect to you and what you keep doing.
This nigga said, big up yourself.
I don't know who I hate more, either him or Chet.
Chet definitely, not bad.
Definitely Chet.
Chet isn't bad. Chet's better than me.
Oh, man.
Are we ready to step up? Most rewatchable movie?
I'm definitely going to rock with Paid in Full.
Mm-hmm. Child.
Friday's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? I can't believe I'm forgetting.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
Coming to America for me.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
That's the movie I've watched the most.
Coming to
Eddie
America.
Eddie Murphy, dog. He has.
Yes.
He probably has the most rewatchable movies of all time.
Nutty Professor. I watch them all.
Me too.
Yeah.
I watch them all.
I will watch them all.
Shit. I even watched the first Dr. Doolittle.
Damn.
If I could pick one for sure, it'll be Coming to America.
Eddie Murphy is the greatest of all time.
The greatest.
I think it's so bad that I don't want them to do a remake.
I mean,
I don't want a reboot.
Need to see it.
I'm so afraid.
They got Lisa back. Lisa is back.
Yeah, she's back. She's on it.
She's the queen of Zamunda now.
Is there a nigga that's going to try and come for the throne because he renounced it?
I believe
that's
doing
a cliffhanger.
The king's daughter.
The kids, yeah.
The kids?
Yeah.
They should have did like a cliffhanger.
Because remember, he said he renounced it, but she was like, nah.
Yeah.
So they didn't do it, dude.
I just hope that they don't fill it full of Instagram people. It's going to make me cry, okay?
They probably will.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It just needs to be a balance.
Because that's how you sell movies nowadays, though.
I know, but it's a classic. It's going to sell itself. You don't even do that bullshit. I don't want to see motherfucking King Karan and the rest of these fucking cucks on the fucking...
I don't want to see Queen Nyjah.
Yeah.
More power to all you Instagram fucks, but... Leave the movie alone.
Leave it to the thespians.
You guys call them cucks and fucks in less than a minute.
No, I don't want to see those guys.
Yo, big ups to them, man.
You making a title, don't you? I said it in your eyes. You want cucks and fucks to
I'm
be
putting
in
the group. I'm putting it in the group.
We just had this conversation, yesterday? That we had to chill out.
Cucks and fucks. You suck.
The calf.
Cucks and fucks it is.
Oh, I hope we beat that. We really have to beat it. We have to beat it.
No, we can't. We're not going to beat
Calf. For the sake of this podcast, we have to beat
it. We are not going to beat Calf. C.A.F. Calf. That's the title for
what
today.
What the hell? Huh? Are you okay?
Thank you.
What?
Thank you, man. I'm wide awake. What's wrong with you? Thank you.
What's wrong with you, nigga?
Somebody got to address this nigga, bro.
Moaning into the mic.
What the fuck is going on here?
This ain't ASMR.
Keep your hands where we can see them, pal.
Hands on the table.
Hands on the table.
Fucking dude. Rubbing his thighs and groaning it.
Don't say that. They didn't call me pal. Your hands where I can see him, pal.
Sorry. Hey, when cops call you pal, you're going to jail.
You're done.
All right, pal.
They can call you pal.
I'll be right back.
Sit tight, pal. You're fucking done, bro.
Calls you pal, you're toast.
You're fucking toast, nigga. Officer says to you, sit tight. It's over for you, fam.
I was driving from Tampa to Atlanta with Eli, and I got pulled over for speeding. And I just noticed that Eli was like too fucking comfortable. Like, he wasn't as uncomfortable as I was during the stop. It was a great experience. Like, hey, sit the fuck back, okay?
Yeah.
Okay? Watch what the fuck is going on. And I was like, hey, if he's gone more than 2 minutes, we're getting a fucking ticket.
Yeah.
Okay? So we sit there. He's like, it's been 2 minutes. He's coming back with a ticket. He came out with a ticket. How did you know? Oh, because I'm black. And you're going to know too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to be big and black. So you're
going
really
to be big and black. Yeah. You huge fuck. You're going to be big and black.
You're going to know.
You will know.
You're going to know.
Glad you get to learn here.
I'm glad daddy gets to show you.
All right. You know what? This subject I only thought about because I saw Young Berg talk about how he fucked what's his face.
His. Allegedly.
His. He's how Young Berg fucked his face.
Allegedly fucked.
We don't have to say her.
Oh,
name,
the chick from Power.
Yeah.
3LW.
Yes.
Shout out to the Drink Champs, man.
So, is it ever okay to talk about sex partner? Is it ever okay to talk about old sex partners publicly?
I don't think by name, no. It's never okay. That's like a breach. That's like not a breach, but that's disrespectful. I said that person could be married now.
But did we discuss that we couldn't never speak on this when we had sex?
Why does that matter? It's disrespectful.
How?
Isn't that implied? No?
I don't know.
That should be implied.
Absolutely, but I'm just saying like...
Let's put it like this. Let's say there was a woman who was on a podcast that your wife so happens to listen to. Mm-hmm. And she's saying on the podcast how she used to suck your dick by name. Mm-hmm. You can't feel mad at her. You can't feel no way if your wife is offended by that.
I can't feel no way if she's
offended. It's disrespectful.
But do I have a right to go to Shorty and be like, hey, shut up?
Yes.
And what about it is disrespectful?
Does she have to listen?
She doesn't have to listen, but I mean, you're not wrong for going to
her. And that's what I'm saying. She don't have to listen, so it wasn't something that was agreed upon that would, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I just think as a grown man, you going on some huge platform, calling this woman who's in Hollywood, who's known, her name and saying,
you know. Is she married for real?
Yeah, she just had a baby.
Damn, you see, that's where I think it's a violation.
You know what I'm saying? Why does it have to go to that, though? Mm-hmm. Why can't it? So she's single, it's fair game?
Nah, because it's old. It's like some old shit. She's already moved on past. It's not like y'all still dealing.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, that chatty patty shit to me is trash, bro. Like, you going on there saying her name and shit. Like, we didn't need to know that shit.
Nah. That's another way he crossed. I don't think he said her name, but he narrowed it down to just her. When I listened to it, I never heard him say what her name was. I heard him say the roles that she played. So he made it obvious who he was talking about.
Right.
But he never used her name exactly.
Just as bad as saying her name. You might as well have said it.
It's absolutely. But I feel like in some way, he's still telling his story.
Yeah, but just.
That's true too.
Tell your story. We tell stories on here all the time. All the fucking time. We could be talking about whoever the fuck.
But this is what I'm saying. The difference is, this is a nigga at the top of whatever he got going on, and is a female at the top of whatever she got going on. So the description field is very narrow. They can be it could be anybody, because the level of description.
His story would not have changed if he would have just said the chick that I was fucking with at the time, blah blah blah. His story wouldn't have changed at all. He didn't need to add that extra description shit. You know what I'm saying?
You could see in the way he did it. It was like a little flex.
Yeah, that's why he did it. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. Why? That's lame to me, bro. Like, why you gotta do that? Like,
again, we are talking about, you know what I'm saying? Young Berg.
Especially for him, it's not needed, though. Like, it kind of comes off as clout chasing, just a little bit.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
I think that was the whole motivation.
That's exactly what it is.
Like, he kind of, like, puffed his chest up a little bit when he said it, and it was just like,
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I still, at the same time, it's some sucker shit, but at the end of the day, I mean, a nigga can tell his story, too. He's just going to be a fuck nigga at the end of the day.
Just gonna be a fuck nigga at the end of the day. Beautifully stated. Mm-hmm. We have now reached the DM diary section of our program. I fucking hate this guy. Every time we close the show, what did I say?
I don't know. You got this weird accent since you moved up here. It sounds like program.
You crazy as fuck. I didn't say program.
You said program.
You're a liar. Pull the tape, but no.
Progriggity gram.
Crack, crack, crack. Hey, you fuck niggas, we ain't forget about it. We having a good time, but hey, you still weird and nasty. Pussy ass whole ass fuck nigga.
Bitch.
Pussy ass nigga.
Young bird.
Pussy ass nigga. Young bird.
Little bitch.
Ew. You are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick.
We gon' tell
your secret.
Oh,
that's right. Your secret. Now save with us. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch
boy. A bitch boy.
A bitch boy.
Break it down. You so trash, boy.
Little bitch.
Your DMs, they fall on their ass, boy.
Little bitch.
You ain't never gonna get no ass, boy.
Little bitch. Holy, we know what you're talking about. You
bitch ass boy.
You was a little bitch.
Bitch. I see you swiping on the Tinder.
Little bitch.
Hey, I hope they gon' go in this suspender.
Little bitch.
Hey, you ain't gonna never get to Reinda. Shit ain't sweet, nigga. Splendor.
Bars, nigga. Fucking bars, nigga.
Fucking bars, nigga.
Bars, bitch.
Bad, bad little nigga. Return to sender.
Oh, shit.
Drop one of Clue's bombs for that, man. That was fire.
This nigga here?
Fuck, nigga, you ain't real. You's a pretender.
Come on.
Come on, man.
This nigga, this DM, this nigga's wild. She posts, nah, she's bad, but. He goes, damn, girl, you so bad. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Another picture.
Okay.
Strong start.
I could do some nasty ish to you, bae. Wedding ring, 100 heart.
You ain't even mad enough to curse at her, my nigga.
Ish.
Ish.
Next message. Fuck I love this you. Pic the mostly, bae. Wedding ring, 100 heart.
What? You put a wedding ring?
Yeah, two times.
Twice. You wild, son.
This first picture.
Oh, nah. All right. I love you.
Take it easy.
I picture. Love you, girl. The Come first on, picture, fam.
I love you, girl. The next picture.
Why? Why do you love her? You don't know nothing about her. You don't even know her name for real.
You don't know what he know about this woman.
All right. Go ahead. Read. Read.
You won't let him.
Oh, well, he found the bomb for that. Niggas conspiring against you, Chris. Nigga goes, happy birthday, my love.
Niggas always trying to sneak in a happy birthday.
Oh, my God. This nigga.
Chris is hilarious, dog.
Damn, girl, you so bad. Damn, you are so bad, girl.
Jeez, bro. Relax.
Heart face when she's at the gym.
What's the year stamp on this?
Okay, this nigga started.
Because if a birthday passed, my nigga.
It doesn't have any of these dates for the beginning.
In the beginning, they're not showing days.
Yeah, but.
That was a show in September.
Right? It starts showing up September.
This was last year or early this year?
This year. This nigga still hard.
Quarantine
eyes.
Got niggas tripping.
He said, I love you, girl.
I love you, girl, one more time.
And she never responded.
Never queen responded, shit. Never opened that shit up. I mean, niggas are weird. Niggas not gonna stop being weird. Yeah.
Queen shit, man.
No, I'm just gonna save that. I'm not gonna say that. Only we know how to talk about it. But and this type of shit has a 0% of success.
It never works. Never works.
It's fucking harassment, bro. You sending wedding shit rings in the first works. Few messages. You didn't even say hi.
Yeah, shit not work.
You telling her you love her already? She didn't even start talking to you, dog.
She said that this nigga's had a crush on her since 1997.
Wow.
That's too long ago, bro.
She said she put him in the friend zone and he still was trying to talk sex.
23 years.
Who responded to this DM? This is glorious. That's stupid. Hold on, let me see. All right. We have now reached the Ask a Real Nigga section of this program.
Let it out.
More fire.
Mash it up. Read them. Selector.
You have to get this nigga out of here, bro. Okay. Ass, oh, real nigga.
Cut the nigga off.
Ride with your boy. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. You better ass, oh, real nigga.
That's why I didn't try to.
You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck,
nigga.
Like a gun trigger.
Nigga.
Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. No, I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. About to hit a spliffer. With my nigga. Chris. Nigga. When you say nigga.
That's so stupid.
Let me see here. Let's us get busy. All right. This one comes from Tosai on the Twitter. Greetings and salutations to the real niggas. May I ask a real nigga question? Is why do Jamaican or Caribbean parents in general call your name but do not specify when they need you to come to them directly? My next question is, what is your real nigga's opinion on Savage Mode 2 by 21 Savage? That second one was from my fuck nigga Azaree, my brother. All right. Jamaican parents and Caribbean parents call you, but just don't really call you with any concern or anything specific in mind at all because they don't have any respect for you, is what it comes down to. They want you to come here, and then they'll decide what they want to say. It's a genuine disregard for your time.
It's a power thing.
It's a power move.
Yeah. They're trying to remind you.
Yeah,
that,
who's
hey,
boss?
Bring your ass over here when I want
you. I say, come here, you come.
When I can just summon you.
Yeah. When I call you, pick up.
Because I used to tell my dad called my name and said, I'm coming. He'd say, stop coming and come.
Yeah. Heavy pause.
Okay, teleport, okay? Come here already.
When I say, come, you teleport to me. Yeah. Immediately.
My mom is like that. And I'm like, Ma. She's like, and she called my name again. I'm like, what happened?
All they say,
silence.
Get over here. Not now, but right now.
And see, niggas lucky same that thing, wasn't a FaceTime back then. I would have FaceTimed my damn mom. Yo.
What's good?
Yo,
you call?
You straight over there? You need something?
You scream my name?
She fucked up when she gave me a phone. Because the minute I got a cell phone, if you calling me, I'm upstairs. What's up?
You good?
You need something?
Them niggas will call me. I'll send them back a text. I don't know how to use these text messages. Exactly.
Anything we can discuss?
Fuck out of
here. And, text messages.
I think Savage Mode 2 is solid.
I love the album. Yeah, great song. Yeah.
21 did album. He did his thing.
All my ops be running.
Snitches and rats.
This next question comes from Jonas. Why do people who struggle to grow facial hair always think eating pussy is the best way to grow facial hair? Because if that was the case, somebody like Ricky should have a full, thick beard since he loves eating pussy.
You've asked us this question before, and as I've answered you already.
Really?
Yes.
No, but not this. His, somebody else asked it. Because the other person who actually didn't include Ricky.
The answer to all you niggas wondering is because the niggas with beards are out here lying.
Yes.
They're lying to people. It's niggas like you, Jonas, that are lying to people, telling them that if you eat vagina, their beards will grow.
Ben, plus, when you guys started growing your beards at 7, was it because you guys were eating vaginas? I didn't think so. So I don't know where that fucking stupid thing started from.
I got my first string at 12.
plus sewed his hairline for his beard. I'm convinced.
You know, I saw this coming. I saw the revolution coming. I was like, hey, take me out of the game.
The myth was spread by women. It was propaganda.
Yeah, it had to be.
It was hot propaganda.
Hot take.
Hot take, shorty.
That's hot.
Fresh off the grill, man.
Speaking of fresh off the grill, you know where you can get some fresh.
Motherfucker.
You know where you can get some freshness?
Where that?
We all hate this nigga.
I was right there, bro. We was at Ask a Real Nigga. Final Thoughts was literally right there.
Right, that nigga want that free merch so bad. Hey,
dribbled off the three for three seconds left. Vegetarian just about delight. To
go. Ben, what's your final thoughts?
Vegetarian delight. Hey.
Vegetarian delight.
You know where you can get it, baby. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Give us a call, 954-241-7402. Brand new menu on the Instagram every day. Delight Juice Bar, Vegan Trapload on the Twitter. Come see what we have to offer, man. There's always brand new menu. Give us a call. Fresh food. Come on now. No one has this vegan food like we have it through the pandemic. Come see us. Come see about us. We're working hard to feed you with that good stuff. Vegetarian delight.
Vegetarian delight.
Have your body feeling right.
Vegetarian
delight.
Vegetarian delight.
Have your body feeling right.
Vegetarian delight.
Have your body feeling nice.
Vegetarian delight.
You should come and order twice. Vegetarian delight.
I.
Diddly whoa.
You come into the letter from tonight.
What the fuck?
What were the words? What were the words? What did he say?
El Capitan.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been enjoying this little generic ass reggae beat.
El Capitan.
Vegetarian delight.
And you too. We got your ass now.
Yeah, right?
Vegetarian delight. All right, I just switch it up.
Damn, man.
What we do? Ask a real nigga? Is that where we were?
Yes.
Okay. All yes. right.
You asked Jonas.
We was on third base.
Jonas again. Y'all not afraid of Ricky getting the NWO page suspended or banned, especially when he goes on rants
all the time
about sports or MJ?
Jonas, you got beef with me or something, brother?
We are in the text message daily asking him, "What the blue fuck are you doing?"
A majority of our text threads start with a tweet from Ricky that somebody sent to the group chat that was semi-problematic.
And here's the thing. If we tweet some racy shit, he'll delete it. Hey, sorry, guys. I have to go. I have to go, guys.
Can't have this account getting suspended.
I don't want to get suspended, guys. It has to go. Okay? He's the fucking watcher for offensive tweets when they're not his.
Because these guys will tweet some offensive shit. I'll just fucking curse at motherfuckers, bro.
I went to the U-Haul, okay, and the nigga behind the counter was trans. Hey, he deserves respect. It's cool. The nigga kept calling me sweetie, sugar, sweetie pie, and I was like, and it's just, I didn't like it. So I tweeted, the trans nigga at the counter kept calling me sweetie pie, and I didn't like it. This nigga deleted that shit so fast. He's like, hey. I don't know who tweeted this shit, but it has to go.
It's gone.
And you know what? No. In hindsight, it had to go.
I know what tweets are going to get us out of
course.
Listen, somebody in the world, actually many people in the world, I'm sure, find mayonnaise monkeys offensive.
Yes. Oh, my
okay?
God.
They are monkeys, yes. That was... Yeah.
This nigga coined the phrase, bruh.
Mayo monkeys.
That Fuck should em. Be added to the list that you found earlier.
It's supposed to be part of this show.
Oh, it was?
No, it's going to be part of another show. Is that how we did that?
We just add mayo monkeys to it.
Yeah, that's a good song that we... That
it's fucking stuck in my head now.
Vegetarian delight. It'll get you feeling right. Vegetarian delight. It'll get you feeling right. Vegetarian delight. Vegetarian delight. It'll get you feeling right. Hey. Hey. Rhythm.
Vegetarian delight.
Vegetarian delight. It'll get you feeling right. Skibbity
delight.
Vegetarian delight.
Skibbity wap.
It'll get you feeling right. It'll get you feeling right.
Vegetarian delight.
Vegetarian delight.
Have you feeling right?
Vegetarian delight.
Ooh, you dropped the beat like that.
I'm gonna drop this shit. Chris put out his guitar automatically.
Rastafari.
You say you always go too far? You see?
Praise King Selassie.
It's like he just finds the line and it's like, all right, I'm gonna wait to the last second and I'm just crossing.
I wish somebody would give me that crown. Cup.
Crown for the round and brown.
This Ask a Real Nigga comes from the homie Art B.
Real nigga.
Ask a Real Nigga, which baby daddy is the worst one to have? DMX, Future, or Lil Boosie?
The worst one to have?
Mm-hmm.
Future. Because Boosie love his kids.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you get a kid with Boosie, he taking care of that.
He might buy them hookers and stuff, yeah, but he loves his kids.
He might do that shit, but he's an active-ass dad. They're
going to be well-experienced.
You know, I can't believe they're trying to make Boosie seem like he's a rapist. At 13 years old, I wanted nothing more than a prostitute. Let me tell you.
Bruh. And I would have took it with a smile on my fucking face.
And this would have been the best dad in the world to me.
In the world. Father's Day?
The fuck?
A national holiday for you, Dad.
You can holiday say what, season.
You can say what you want about Boosie, but you know who's always going to love him? That boy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen. When I was like, I think I was like 15, 16, my dad took me to South Beach for Memorial Weekend. And like, he had hoes fucking with me, man. Like, real hoes. Not like sex or nothing, but like, we're walking on the street and the whole like slapping ass and shit at like 15. The littest day of my life. I think I bought him a toolbox that year.
A toolbox. This nigga deserves the piggy bank.
I'm telling you.
Nigga deserves everything in the bank.
Had to crack the safe for that.
That's
nigga,
such
bro.
A hardworking father's gift. Your dad got you a tool belt.
He knew exactly why he got it. I know.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
Vegetarian.
Oh my gosh. We created magic.
When don't we?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, some people, but going back to the question, some people say that it's unfair to call Future a deadbeat because we don't know.
No, not saying a deadbeat. She said the worst baby father.
Oh, they ain't Future.
I was going to go DMX.
Oh, yeah, DMX. DMX. He's DMX.
He seems terrible.
He's a horrible father. Former baby father.
But.
Terrible.
DMX is somebody that, as a young man, you can watch and learn from him. Because you can see that the decisions that he made led him down a path to where he is now. So you can try
that's
to
every dad
you can use that guess for them niggas too.
That's all of our
for us
no.
too.
Future is living fucking great. If I'm Future's kids, I'm like, man, and, I'm following in that nigga's
and it's
footsteps.
Because of everything you just said is why the answer is DMX.
Right. Because if I had the choice in the matter, I'm not going to pick that guy.
Yeah. I don't
if
want
I'm
him
the kid.
If I'm a mom, if I'm the baby mom, I don't want him as a baby father. If I'm a kid, I don't want him as a fucking dad. If I'm a rap fan, I no longer want him as a rapper.
Like, even if you want to be a good father, like the streams for Rough Rider Anthem just aren't doing what they used to. Is y'all niggas crazy? I will bust you and be Swayze.
Speaking of crack, there you go.
Crackety crack, crackety
crack, crack, crack.
Crackety crack, crack. Speaking of crack.
Chill, man, because that's a sad story.
Have you ever wanted to crack a nigga head open but didn't have the facilities to do it? Look no further. Okay? Look no further than cock, yo Glock, gun safety, security, and bullshit prevention services. Okay? That's a hey, I'm going to tell him he's in the bullshit prevention business.
Yes, he is. He knows right? it. He knows
hey,
it.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. New president. Weird vibes.
Bang, bang.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know what niggas feeling.
Pow.
Niggas looking at you in your eye, got Confederate flags. Yep. What do you do?
Pow.
Stand your ground, motherfucker.
Stand your ground.
And let me tell you, all of us sitting here are certified because of this man. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Hit him up.
Look no further. See Jude at Cock Your Glock on the Instagram or call him directly if you feel more comfortable with this. 786-315-3546. That is 786 315-3546. Go and see Jude for your gun safety classes and gun safety needs.
Cocky or Glock. Call him at Cocky Glock.
Don't forget to cock it.
Bang.
Shouts out RW too. We love you.
Yes, RW. Shout out RW. And 3150 clothing. Make sure 3150 clothing.
3150.
Where you can get nifty.
Oh, actually I do wanna plug some shit, man.
Like, what?
Yeah, man. My homegirl, her daughter, 13-year-old daughter, just started her own nail company, nail polish company. So I guess the ingredients they use in the nail polish is vegan. So if you guys want to support black businesses, go ahead and follow them at Queen's Magic Nail Collection on Instagram and on Twitter. And make sure you support them. She's 13 years old. She's a visionary, and her products are great. And, yeah, just give them some support and then let them know the NWO sent you.
Come on, man. We got to make these young black businesses, baby. Man. Make these young millionaires happen.
I love that shit.
I'm pretty sure with all the female listeners we got, if y'all replace every color that y'all have in y'all nail polish collection with one of the homegirl nail polish collection, I'm pretty sure she's going to get to that million quickly. Mm-hmm. Let's get it cracking.
I would love for her to be able to like do a design of our logo on the nails.
Oh,
I would love that
does she
to be
do nails
like a...
Or she just making a nail polish.
Right now she's making a nail polish.
Oh, the nail polish.
Yeah, so you need like a nail.
Nail tech.
If you a nail tech and you listen to this podcast, you know what I'm saying? And you
we can have a name of a color in there somehow.
Yeah, I'm sure we can work something out.
Burgundy red.
Yeah, man.
Nigga navy, literally, for navy blue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I like that.
So, yeah, if you sell nails, holla at us. If you sell pussy, holla at me. And our next Ask a Real Nigga question is from the homie Jesus Shuttlesworth on Twitter. I don't know if y'all do fan-submitted questions, but I got a would you rather. I kind of stole this from B3RU, but fuck it.
Who?
We bought that. This is B3RU.
Who's that?
Buru? I don't know.
Buru?
Oh, it's a homie. That's the homie.
What did he put?
B3RU.
Big three roll up.
Oh,
I'm so slow. Of course, that's big three roll up.
I'm out of touch with
you. Shout out big three roll up.
Shout out to the real niggas.
For some reason, I thought the acronym was different.
Three are you? Big three roll up.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did I take
gang
so
shit?
Long to
shout out my nigga Silk, sure, man.
Usually you figure those things out on your own.
I'm saying B3RU. B3RU.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
It's when you said Baru. I said, let me look over and see what the hell he's talking about. We don't have nobody.
That's why I couldn't understand what the fuck was going on.
Baru.
The nigga sees a three and said Baru.
It should have been
Batru.
No, Ricky, because he's so confident in himself. He's nah. They made the mistake.
Name it, not me.
They made.
I know what I'm reading.
E.
I know what I'm reading.
It's definitely Baru. There's no doubt about it.
So what was his question?
Would you rather date a hot chick who has kids that are hellions?
Okay, so he said hot chick, so he's white. Go ahead.
Right. Or date a chick with a racist family out of state.
Hot chick, but she has kids?
Hellions. That's what the kids are fucking hellions.
What is a hellion?
What's a hellion?
That's what I was about to say.
Because
a hellion.
Like a hellion is just a terrible person.
Yeah, but I mean, a bad kid.
A rowdy, mischievous, or troublemaking person.
I'll take the one with the kids over a racist motherfucker.
I'll take the racist family. Yeah.
Not me.
That's how you get fucking end up on.
Because you know that hellion's kid? You know who ends up becoming? Fucking LeBron James.
Yep.
Now look at you. Doing a podcast.
You gotta learn to channel that energy, young man.
Give me that helliest kid.
I don't want to raise anybody's fucking kid, bro.
Who said you had to raise him? Yeah. Raise him. You just gotta be around.
You just gotta teach that nigga.
The fuck? Raise him.
Just clap.
He doesn't know anything about consistency. The only consistent thing he knows is that you pop up every now and then.
Just that's clap what, his brother's cheeks to stay out of the way. Exactly. That is the DMX school of parents.
That is. A good one, man.
Ben, what are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts is actually an homage to my friend Plus here. I see him constantly, you know, doing his thing and making sure that he doesn't sit still And he's like, he's just uncomfortable being complacent. And I often think about that because I want to implement that into how I do things every now and again. So shout out to my nigga Plus. Make sure y'all follow him on all of his social media. He is funny. He is that funny.
Level up on these whole ass niggas, man. Level up on these whole ass boys.
Level up on these niggas that you go to for your comedy. Mm-hmm. This is the guy right here. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate to have him with us.
Don't book my ass. Yeah, book my man, bro.
Whatever you do, don't book his ass.
I forgot. Plus and Chris live in prison. And one day I hope they're free from the prison that they live in. I hope that they're free.
Book his jokes. Don't book his ass. Please, that's all I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
His ass ain't for real. Why would they book it?
In 2020, you have to be specific, bro. You cannot just throw book.
You've
my
been in
ass
this prison since
there.
The day I've met you.
Because you got to be specific, man. Fuck, niggas bro. Is crazy, bro.
You live in a fucking prison,
niggas
man.
Will proposition you, bro.
Free your mind. And everything will follow.
Chris, what are your final thoughts, please?
My final thoughts are, I urge everyone, while we go through this tough transitional period, that you all begin to journal, write down your thoughts, write down your things that are, you know, the things that are controlling your emotions at the time. Just put that on paper. And hopefully in about 5 years or so, we can look back and read it and be like, wow, I'm glad I'm here now.
Richard, final thoughts?
Yeah, my final thoughts is vegetarian delight. It'll have you feeling right. Vegetarian delight. It'll have you feeling right. All right,
guys. Okay.
Vegetarian delight, guys. Make sure y'all holler at Vegetarian delight.
Y'all almost missed it, and now you guys want to do it a million times before the show's over?
Hey, man, we just made a jingle for you. Respect us.
Niggas barely made it. You cross keep playing. The line.
You keep playing. We'll make that the song of the week,
motherfucker.
We'll perform it live.
Motherfucker.
For 2 minutes straight.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
You fuck us the whole episode. The last minute of the episode, you want to talk shit to us?
This fucking guy.
I'm going to sing that song to you the whole airplane ride home, nigga.
I'm not listening to you. Noise cancellation, nigga. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you got those big-ass speakers, headphones.
We can hear everything you were listening to.
Every fucking thing.
I just realized that
that's
we didn't
why
even,
I was doing it.
We didn't even finish speaking about talking about sex publicly.
Who?
Remember the question, is it okay to talk about sex, old sex partners publicly?
Oh, let's go back to it. We gotta finish it.
Ben, do you feel like it's okay to talk about old sex partners publicly?
No, because I just think, especially if you name drop, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right because that other party may not be okay with their business being just distributed and just blasted out there in the streets.
But also, is it not also your business too to do what you want with it?
Yes, of course. But I mean, I feel like you should, you know, withhold any names.
Not about what you could do, it's what you should do.
It's what you should do.
Yeah, well said. Well said.
And I come from that same level of thinking. Like, I'll talk.
No, you
about,
don't.
I talk about my experiences.
You don't come from.
I never say names or make it to where you even know who the person I'm talking about is. But I'll draw from certain experiences that I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can listen to this podcast all 300 episodes. You'll never be able to figure out anyone that I was ever talking about. You know what I'm saying? I just have a lot of experiences, and from those experiences come conversations. But I'm not going to say, oh, what you call it, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I never do that shit.
Rachel?
Yeah, she's lame, fam.
You meet Rachel.
You got it. You have to be Rachel to know I was talking about Rachel.
Rachel is the mouth of the South. Let me tell you.
Mouth of the South might be a contender.
Jawbone. That's what we used to call her.
I just want to be clear with you guys.
She lives on the corner of Busted Wide Open Boulevard and Jawbone Junction.
We call it Jawbone because she ain't had no bones in her jaw, you see? So we used to really. Ben, what is our song of the week?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Young Jeezy featuring T.I. I Got Money. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Chew!
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast.
Coupe is new and if you're Money right in the coke is white. The birds fly south every end of night. Gotta get it how you live, motherfuck them haters. Get them in, get them off like hot potatoes. Good morning, Vietnam. Yeah, we trying to earn strikes. Get jammed up with one, it can cost you your whole life. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Fresh pair of 87 jeans, I'm so fly. My seats are suede, my luggage is Louis. And every bitch in the projects won't do me. Snowman's a name, 100 grand on the chain, what's up? My seats are suede, my luggage is Louis. And every bitch in the projects won't do me. Remember when I couldn't afford no clothes? But nowadays a nigga hit the baddest hoes. Cause I got money. The 7 sit so high, but the rims sit low. I got them from Bayless. CTE, that's the label that pays me. I own that, so I pay myself. Being broke's bad for my health. NyQuil green, 26 inches. Green bar mall, pull 26 bitches. Make a quick stop, serve 9. These are my confessions. I'm a sucker for clothes. That paper stack up if you let it. But I keep fucking up, I got a shoe fetish. Bad habits, I'm at Walters every week. 50 pair of new Nike Airs ain't cheap. You know I gotta get the cap to match. New era shit, I ain't down to that. Throw the bags in the trunk, right back to the trap. What's up? My seats are suede, my luggage is Louis. And every bitch in the projects won't do me. Remember when I couldn't afford no clothes? But nowadays a nigga hit the bags,
man. Let me show you something, nigga, how to fuck up some money right here, man. Let me tell you some funny shit that has to tell you.
Seen me in the drop, 430 downtown, eating in Houston. Okay. It caught a flat tire, had to leave it to Houston. And then I ran out of gas in the blue GT. The next week, I went and caught the new GT. So now I'm ballin' what they call living my life. Hey, you can't help but spend it pimpin' if you getting it right. Listen, if you were getting what I be getting tonight, you two would be high as a kite, blowing drone in flight. Oh, I'm G4ing it myself, but ain't commercialized. Just security be a bitch, can't get in with this. Bought everything 100 million again. I'm in the bank, tell that bitch before she begin to sit, you know this.
My seats are suede, my luggage is Louis. And every bitch in the projects won't do me.